KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Motorists are being warned to brace for significant fuel price hikes in February. The latest Central Energy Fund data points to a possible increase of around 90 cents a litre for petrol and 1 rand 10 cents a litre for diesel. It's despite a stronger rand and lower oil prices. According to Business Tech, recent rand gains and oil price drops will take time to impact prices. Police have raided several municipal offices in Cape Town. The operation at the offices of mayoral committee members J.P. Smith and Xanthia Limburg is understood to be part of a probe into housing tender fraud in the city's construction sector. Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill-Lewis.
I note the action today taken by authorities at the offices of mayoral committee members Alderman J.P. Smith and Alderman Limburg, who have informed me that they have offered full cooperation to the SAPS, but have not been made aware of any specific allegations at this stage. I have requested an urgent briefing from the SAPS to understand the details of this matter and will determine necessary further actions once this has been received. In the earlier matter relating to Malusi Boy, I was offered and given this full briefing and have requested the same courtesy be extended to me in this matter as soon as possible.
The director of the South African Oscar-nominated film The Last Ranger wants the story to be a wake-up call on the reality of rhino poaching in the country.
What happens is a lot of documentaries are getting made, a lot of people are getting onto news programs about the devastation. You know, I mean, one rhino is killed every 15 hours in South Africa. That's how horrendous it is. And also our anti-poaching rangers are dying, you know, protecting the rhinos. But none of that seems to be really making a difference.
The Last Ranger got a nod in the Best Live Action Short Film category. Its makers say it was inspired by the true story of Tandi, a rhino in the Karicha Game Reserve that was the first to survive a poaching attack. The film's director, Cindy Lee, says she got confirmation of the importance of such a film for the plight of rhinos while showing it in Los Angeles recently.
Afterwards, they all came to me and they said they had no idea. They had no idea this was happening to rhinos, let alone how many rhinos, you know, were being killed and how many rangers were being killed. They just had no idea. So what we do now with this kind of film being nominated for an Oscar is that so many more people get to see our story. And hopefully we can do something to stop this.
Arts and Culture Minister Gayton McKenzie has congratulated Lee and her team on a job well done. He says they've helped elevate South African cinema to new heights and keep our country in the global spotlight. And people in the UK are throwing away 3.2 billion bananas every year. That's according to research by supermarket group Aldi. That amount of bananas that go to waste is the equivalent of 114 per household. The supermarket found tomatoes and potatoes are also frequently being binned, with 99 thrown away each year by the average UK household. Durban, a high of 29 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 31. Richards Bay, 32.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Novak Djokovic hints that his semi-final loss at the Australian Open could be his last. A massive weekend for the Sharks as they face Cardiff in the URC. And the Sunrisers Eastern Cape host the Joburg Super Kings in the Betway SA20 tonight.